Hare Krishna. Welcome back to our discussion on positive thinking. Thoughts have subtle powers. Now sometimes we think about destiny. Know who will I become? Will I achieve, fulfill my dreams? Will I become something worthwhile, someone glorious in my life? Now destiny seems to be a very big thing. But that very big thing of destiny is shaped largely by the seemingly small thing of our thoughts. Our thoughts shape our words. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they will become actions. Watch your actions, they will become habits. Watch your habits, they will become character. Watch your character, it will become your destiny. This is a sequence from thoughts, through words, through actions, through habits, through character, to destiny. So just as something that comes as a giant tsunami on a coast, or when it is in the ocean, it is just a small ripple. It is a small wave, but as it comes closer and closer to the coast, then, because of the opposition, the wave starts piling and becoming bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. And then when it hits the coastline, it can cause devastation. So like that, what starts as just some small issue can end up becoming a very big issue if we don't check it in time, if we don't notice how it is growing. The thoughts are not just something ethereal. Thoughts don't just produce things, thoughts are themselves things. We have a thought, we act on it, and then something happens. So it's not that when the thing happens, thoughts become things. Rather, even before them, thoughts are things in themselves. So there is a subtle level of reality which is different from the gross level of reality, but that is also real. So thoughts are real things existing at the subtle level of reality. And thoughts, in that sense, are real. Now, the reason to recognize and reiterate the reality of thoughts is that often we don't take what is going on in our mental world very seriously. Okay, I had some thoughts like that. Okay, it doesn't matter. No, if we have negative attitudes, then negative attitudes are going to shape us consciously or subconsciously. And if we don't want to be shaped shaped in the wrong way, then we have to take charge of our inner life. Take charge of our thoughts. So the thoughts are, they have the power of what we could say materialization. Just as a seed is something which is going to develop in due course of time and will give rise to a whole tree in the long run. Similarly, thoughts have the power of actualization. So the thought, it is said, is the ancestor to the deed. So the kind of thoughts we have, they are going to give rise to deeds. And just like in a lever, if we manipulate the lever at the right point, just by applying a little force, we can move a huge stone. And by applying that force in the wrong way, we can cause a big stone to move in the wrong direction. Similarly, we can, if we apply a little discipline in our inner world, in our mental, at our mental level of reality, and we discipline thoughts, we cultivate thoughts in a particular direction and avoid thoughts in a particular direction, then it's cultivate positive thoughts, avoid negative thoughts, then that can have significant positive or negative effects for us. So the important thing to recognize is this power of thoughts. And by recognizing this power of thoughts, we can shape our own destiny in a proper way. Rather than letting ourselves get carried away by negative things happening, we can channelize our energy towards positive reality and thus move closer and closer towards actualizing our full potential. So our thoughts are anyway going to shape our destiny. Just like if a person does not water and plow and cultivate a land, and then the land weeds are going to grow. So like that, there are going to be stray thoughts that are going to come in our mind, and those stray thoughts are going to germinate, and they are going to be create, they are going to shape our destiny. So we cannot stop the power of thoughts. We can only choose how to direct that power by choosing the kind of thoughts we want to cultivate. Our thoughts are going to be creators. Our choice is whether we will be unwitting participants where we let the thought, where the stray thoughts that come in our mind, which would often tend to be negative or waste thoughts, whether we let those stray thoughts shape our destiny, or we consciously choose and cultivate positive thoughts and let them shape a positive destiny for us. That is the choice which we can contemplate and activate by recognizing the subtle power of thoughts. Thank you. Hare Krishna.